is Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. Walmart workers visited the office of Board of Directors members Chris Williams to deliver a petition signed by over 200,000 people demanding Walmart commit to provide full-time work with a minimum salary of $25,000, reinstate workers who were fired for striking, and agree to stop all retaliation against workers calling for better jobs. During the event, four were arrested when Williams failed to meet with the protesters concerning their demands. Nationwide, 100 Walmart workers and community members were arrested in 11 different cities. Our Walmart is an organization, a campaign that is union-backed by its members. It has filed more than 100 unfair labor practice charges against Walmart with the National Labor Relations Board, including 20 illegal terminations and 80 disciplinary actions. Now let's proceed to the protest line where Ken Nash files this report with the Our Walmart protesters.
Walmart, Walmart, you can't hide.
We can see your greedy side.
Walmart, Walmart, you can't hide.
We can see your greedy side.
Walmart, Walmart, you can't hide.
We can see your greedy side.
We're in Midtown at the complex that Chris Williams, who's one of the board of directors of Walmart, resides. And just to show you what kind of a neighborhood we're in, 5th Avenue, 52nd Street, and Cartier Jewelers is right across the street, just in case Chris gets the urge to buy some jewelry. Hey, what's your name, please?
My name is Elaine Rozier.
And you're at the Miami, Florida Walmart?
Yes, I was fired from store 1590s in Miami, Florida.
Why did they say you were fired?
They told me that I had put out the word for associates to join the organization, and that they wanted me to not speak to the associates about the organization, to help them where they can get the help that they need to stand up and voice their opinions.
And exactly what did you tell the associates about working conditions at Walmart?
I told the associates that they need better working conditions, they need to get paid more wages, and they need benefits and full-time work. Instead of that, they have part-time work, cutting hours, and overworking associates, and they end up on government assistance.
What do you do with that store?
I was a stock associate. I stocked the shelves.
And how much did you make?
My pay was $11.80 when I left. And with the $11.80, I still couldn't afford my car note, my insurance, my rent, and it put me into where I qualified for housing because I had 6 surgeries since 2006 up until now. I'm going on my 7th surgery in October the 1st.
And the other workers at the store, were they making the same amount?
It's the difference, pay, depend on if you're working at night or you're working in the morning. And Walmart start off the salary for a cashier, maybe $7.25 minimum wage.
And how many hours did you work?
I worked 80 hours every 2 weeks, but I couldn't work 80 hours because of the injuries that I was forced to go therapy, go to doctor's appointments, and causing me to lose all my hours and bringing in 60, maybe 70 hours every 2 weeks.
Were those injuries job-related?
The injury is job-related, yes.
Tell me a little bit more about your injuries.
Well, I was working and I was picking up this freight because they have us picking the freight up, or it had to be like 50 pounds, and I dropped it and I was injured.
So they fired you for speaking out about these conditions. You're out of work now.
They retaliated against me. They retaliated, intimidated me, and bullied me. So I had to reach out to the police department of Miami-Dade County, and they came in, they spoke with the manager, and the manager said, oh, well, I've been so busy, and I hadn't had time to get back with me. And so the police filed a battery charge against the department manager.
It's the nicest thing I've heard in a long time. And let me ask you also, I imagine there's a labor law case that the union's in is...
Right now, the labor board has, like, the associates that was fired, they have their cases pending because of the absences that Walmart said that they didn't get permission to have the time off, but in federal law, they have to acknowledge the strike. But Walmart seemed not to acknowledge it, so they are filing a ULP against Walmart.
Under a labor practice.
That's unlabor fair practice, yes.
Now, this seems to be that the protests against Walmart are picking up. There was a big wave of demonstrations nationwide last November, and then in, I believe it was June, at the shareholders meeting, and demonstrations in Washington, D.C., sometime in August, and now all across the country. Where do you think things are headed?
We're headed to Capitol Hill because we feel that the politicians need to know what Walmart is doing. We're trying to get the petition signed throughout the whole congresswomen around the Democrats, Republicans, whoever would listen to us and sign a petition. Because if it wasn't for Alan Grayson, the Congress of Orlando, Florida, he passed the bill for signing the petition to call it the Alan Grayson Retaliation Act bill.
What does the bill say?
The Retaliation Act is, if the bill passed, it would have workers defending the workers from being retaliated against, and they would be fined up to $1,000 for retaliating against associates.
Should be more than $1,000.
Yeah, which should be like 10,000.
And jail time.
Hello. Prison.
Okay. Well, the next time I talk with you, I hope that you not only get your job back,
mm-hmm.
but you get your medical treatment.
Right.
And also that there's a union
right.
at Walmart, a strong union.
Right.
And that this bill passes with a few amendments.
Right,
put some bosses
right.
behind
you.
We got a long road ahead of us because the journey begins with one step. And we are taking advantage of it every day. And we're trying to keep hope alive.
Okay, well, you started the journey, and we'll be with you all the way.
Thank you.
Thank you for your good work. And I know that this also inspires other low-wage workers throughout the country.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And I'm with Elaine Rosaire, who works at a Walmart in Miami, Florida.
Thank you, everyone, for coming today.
Thank you, everyone, for coming today.
My name is Maritza Silva Faro.
My name is Maritza Silva Faro.
I work for Align.
I work for Align.
Some of us were coached,
or written up,
and some were Christopher Williams.
Christopher Williams.
Has his office right here on the 11th floor.
Has his office right here on the 11th floor.
So we're going to try to deliver some petitions and talk to him.
So we're going to try to deliver some petitions and talk to him.
I'm Lucas Handy.
I'm Lucas Handy.
And today is the start.
Today is the start
of a nationwide action.
Our Walmart members
will be doing action.
All day.
Across the country.
We have
Support of
The community.
And people backing us up.
Yes. Okay, so Lucas right now is holding 200,000 petitions of people who are supporting the workers. And we're going to try to deliver those petitions to Christopher Williams and hope that he will actually speak up in favor of the workers and get his workers' dreams saved. Next, I have Elaine. Elaine will talk a little bit more about what's going to happen to her.
Hi, my name is Elaine Rozier. I'm from Miami. And I would like to say that I'm with the organization United for Respect. And I traveled in June to the strike in Bentonville, Arkansas. And I went to support associates that are afraid in the stores now, where I'm from and around the nation, that they can't be here today, and I'm supporting them. And I'm supporting them here to stand strong for every associate that can't be here today. So I ask and I thank you guys to support us and around the nation that we will have the support that we need.
My name is Susan Gulick. I am a native New Yorker. I was transplanted to South Carolina, Simpsonville. And I'm here today to support all of the workers that have been fired and have been retaliated against in the job place, and also to get a living wage so that Walmart cannot be draining society through food stamps and Medicaid.
Right.
They are getting more money from people, from government, keep their business going. What happens is they get money for hiring the disabled. They don't have to pay benefits for people who get their health insurance through Medicaid, and they also get food stamps. I've seen my coworkers come in with food stamps when they work 40 hours a week hard. Working retail is not easy. It's a job that's a very hard job, back-breaking job, and we deserve fair treatment and respect for what we do every day.
Thank you. So what's happening to Walmart workers today is so isolated to other industries across the country. We know that Walmart set the standards of how workers in the lowest industry will be paid and how workers will be treated. So right now we have some workers who have come from a couple of industries, from the restaurant industry and from the food processing, to talk about the challenges that they've been facing. So we have here John Brana, who's part of organizing with Restaurant Opportunity Center, to talk about what they're doing.
Hi, my name is John Cronin. I'm from the Restaurant Opportunity Center in New York. It's a worker center for restaurant workers. We're here to show that the struggle of restaurant workers is the same struggle of Walmart workers. In fact, workers across the country are organizing against Darden Restaurants at the Capitol Grill. Darden Restaurants is the largest full-service dining group in the world, just like Walmart is the largest retail company in the world. Also, Darden just elected Bill Simon, the CEO and executive of Walmart USA, to their board of directors last year. They also Bob McAdam, a former Walmart higher-up, to their staff last year as well. Because this shows that Darden is trying to follow the path of Walmart. And we can see it in the working conditions. There's racial discrimination. There's wage theft. There's no paid sick days. There's no vacation time. There's years without raises. The same conditions. conditions at Walmart. Where retail industry is the largest industry, the second largest industry is restaurants. So the bottom line is, the two largest industries where the majority of workers in this country work, at corporations like Darden, with Walmart executives at their helm, and Walmart, with all Walmart executives, because it's Walmart, this is where our economy is going, low wage, no benefits. And when our workers were fighting back, they got retaliated against. So we're here to stay in solidarity with retail workers. This is the struggle of restaurant workers as well, and we have the right to fight back without retaliation to win better lives for ourselves and our families. Thank you.
Office complex with Chris Williams and the board of directors of Walmart. Stores are blocked.
My name is Barry Ortiz. I'm the site supervisor for 650th Avenue.
We would like to see Christopher Williams. We are here to deliver a petition to him.
We want to give it to him. We're not taking no
poor
answers.
That's right.
No. My name is Mario Ortiz. I'm the site supervisor for 650th Avenue. You are occupying these premises unlawfully and without permission. I am now ordering you to leave these premises. If you leave out voluntarily, no charges will be placed against you. If you refuse, you will be placed under arrest and charged with criminal trespass.
Workers are regrouping beyond the barricades. They're going back to the building. The building are cordoned off by a row of police. The Walmart workers sitting down in front of the building with supporters. Start taking the protesters away, handcuffing them. Leading them to the police vans. Excuse me, why did you get arrested today? Why did you get arrested?
Because I believe in our cause. We have been fighting for our respect and equal for higher wages.
Okay, good luck.
Ain't no power like the power of the people. Don't stop.
I'm with Maritz Silverflower. She's one of the organizers of this demonstration today. And tell us why people came here today.
Well, New Yorkers are here today to demand of Christopher Williams, one of the Walmart board members, to speak up and actually make sure that these workers who were retaliated against get their jobs back. So that's what we're doing today. Workers have tried really hard to speak with the Walmart board members to demand the changes. They have petitions, 200,000 petitions from people from across the country, and they are not opening the doors for them. So that's why they're here, and they tried to get in, but they didn't let them. So the community is supporting them, and we're going to continue the fight because this is not over.
And this is a nationwide protest. New York is only one city, and I think 15 cities across the country. Why are Walmart workers so angry?
Walmart workers are angry because for many, many years they've been asking of Walmart to improve conditions in the workplace. Workers are only getting part-time jobs. Workers are not getting benefits. When workers speak out, they get a fire, like if this happened. In June, workers went and organized themselves. And what happened is that right after they spoke up about the issues that they were having, Walmart went and fired more than 70 workers just because they speak up. So that's illegal, and we feel like Walmart needs to change. They are not making changes because they only care about their bottom line. So we have to put pressure, and now workers from the low-wage industries are coming together. We see in the fast food industry, we see it in the car washing. They are all coming together because enough is enough.
Thank you so much for speaking again with
Maritza Silva Faro from Align, the Alliance for Agrarian New York.
Associates of America. America. You just want to stand by and let things happen. Or you want to stand up and make things happen. Let's all stand up for change.
It's not okay. We need to raise up. We need to rise up. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. We need to rise up. Devise up a way to get treated in the way that we all deserve. When we are working in our pay, doing our job daily, showing our dedication, putting up with all of this mental intimidation. Our concerns, I'm sure, will show a certain similarity. What we vision, seeing it in perfect clarity. It's time to make it happen. Standing up with what we're doing. Every story has a start. It's the beginning of our movement. We know what we all give in order for you to grow. And the you I'm speaking of is the company we all know. I'm sorry, Sam. I don't truly think that this was your intention. United Associates seeking out an intervention. Preventing Walmart's wrongs. Not doing this for enjoyment. Just my dignity, respect as I chose the place of employment. It's our organization united for respect. People with no voice, we have many problems, just one choice. We can speak as one, but speaking with one voice. Only then is when the listen that leaves us with no choice. We need to educate each other, stop falling for fear tactics. Drastic times call for drastic measures, and times are drastic. Overworked and understaffed, cutting back so they can make more.
And that's Picket Man, hip-hopping his way, rapping his way in support of the Walmart workers and the Our Walmart campaign, which you were listening to straight from the line of march.
Now Professor Robert Reich, the former Secretary of Labor, breaks down what it'll take for workers to finally get a fair share in this economy, including big profitable corporations like McDonald's and Walmart, to pony up and finally pay fair wages.
Although jobs are coming back, most of them pay lower wages than the jobs we lost in the Great Recession. Let's commit ourselves to mobilizing and organizing for better jobs and better wages. What's needed in particular? Six things. First, a living wage. Nobody can live on today's minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. And yet the typical low-wage worker is an adult bringing in almost half their family's earnings. If we had the same minimum wage we had more than four decades ago, and it had kept up with inflation, today's minimum would be well over $10 an hour. Second, we need a larger earned income tax credit, which is a wage subsidy for low-wage workers. We're subsidizing Wall Street and giving special tax breaks to hedge funds and private equity managers who earn more in a day than most Americans earn all year. They don't need any special breaks. Average workers need a break. Third, we must have universal, affordable child care so low-wage workers don't have to pay a large portion of their earnings to other low-wage workers who look after their kids. Fourth, good schools and access to college or advanced technical skills so every American can move up. Fifth, universal, affordable health insurance. Obamacare is an important step, but it still leaves 20 million Americans without coverage. Sixth and finally, we need the right to form a union without being sacked for trying. Low-wage workers need a voice, and they need bargaining power. That's why fast food workers have been striking, why Walmart workers need to be heard, why low-wage workers across America are trying to organize and mobilize. They need your support. None of these changes will happen overnight, but if we put our shared people power to work, we can make progress.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.